Pablo for breakfast.
Workers are calling for pet eternity leave. That's right, pet culture, allowing days of leave to care for new or sick pets. And joining us this morning is Tammy Tansley. She's a workplace culture and leadership expert. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. How are you?
I'm good. Now, there was some research done recently that asked pet owners, do they think that they need care for their pets sort of built into their work life? It was pretty resounding yes.
It was. So 81% of people said that they needed more support for their pets. And I think it was 67% said they felt that their pet was like a member of their family, a bit like a child.
Yeah. Well, things have sort of changed a lot, obviously, in the last 18 months due to COVID. We've seen pet adoptions and people getting pets has just skyrocketed, and dogs are now, worth more than a couple of
more
pieces.
Than your house.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable at the moment. We looked at getting a puppy and I was gobsmacked at the cash price. But obviously, people are having more pets in their house. So this sort of idea that we could have pet care to go home and look for them, is this something that's going to be adopted, do you think, by most workplaces?
Look, it's really interesting, isn't it? So we know that pet adoptions are up by about 40% compared to this time before COVID. So you're quite right. There are more animals around than there were. And the pet adoption isn't a completely new idea. So it's been around, as far as I can see, since about 2018, so probably 3 or so years, where organisations have said, look, we accept that for some people a pet is a really important part of your family, and we will give you some paid leave. It kind of goes between 2 days and 5 days to go and look for your pet, look after your pet. So it's been around. There was quite a lot of hoo-ha made about it last year when BrewDog, the brewery in Brisbane, offered a week's leave for people. And it's come back on the agenda again this year with Pet Culture offering 2 days leave. So I think it will. It's one of those things that I think is slowly gathering momentum. What I would say, Pablo, though, is it is one of those things where it gets a lot of attention, and every time it comes on the agenda again, I get lots of calls to do this sort of chat about it. And it's a nice little benefit. It's a nice to have benefit. But what I would say to all those employers out there is, get the basics right before worrying about things like, paternity leave or paternity leave, as they also call it. Workers, want more than just the gimmicks. They want, a decent place to work. And there's lots that we know about what that is. So if you've got that in place and, you're looking to attract or retain people, then they're fantastic. This is a nice way to do it, but get the basics in place first.
So where's the cutoff, do you think? Is it obviously dogs, cats, acceptable? Rabbits? It's starting to get a bit grey area there. Tortoise? Gray. I don't know. Like, what happens?
What happens if your goldfish is floating? Yeah. Do you get a day to go and mourn your goldfish before you flush it down the toilet?
I'd barely make it to work if that was the case. Our fish do not last in our household.
Look, it is really tricky. And, with all of these things, whenever you introduce a new sort of leave, the problem is you've got to put lots of limits around it. So I've seen to date that paternity or porternity has basically been for cats and dogs.
Yep.
But you're quite right. Someone's going to say, well, hang on a sec, my rabbit or my hamster or my guinea pig or my, whatever is like a family member to me. So it gets a bit tricky. But certainly, for those among us who have dogs and cats, I think we can absolutely recognise the value and the joy that they bring. And you can see it's a nice thing to have. And if you are looking as an employer to be attracting people and you do have those other things in place, then, maybe why not?
Now, would the HR sort of office have to verify the animal at some point? Like, how do you actually do that? Will people be making up that they've suddenly got animals? Like, it's quite interesting to think about, how this would happen.
It is. Although, in my experience, pet lovers, it doesn't take too much kind of to get them to whip out their phone and, bore you senseless with all the pictures of their latest puppy. So that's probably less of an issue. But you're right, with all of these things, there's a bit of monitoring that has to go around it, and it can have a bit of common sense, I think, around it all. So, Yeah, look, it'll be interesting, but I don't think this one's going to go away. As I said, it keeps popping its head every year or so. Another organisation keeps introducing it. So I definitely think it's here to stay. Whether everyone introduces it, you know, we've got a long way to go on more basic kind of conditions than that. But, you know, let's see.
TammyTansley.com.au if you want to find out more. And, Tammy, we appreciate the chat this morning.
Thanks, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.